Good morning, RVA. It's 49 degrees and the highs today will barely reach 60. That's fall weather right there. Feel free to wear your layers, socks, and fun jackets. Water cooler. Henrico officials hosted a community meeting at Short Pump Middle School last night to discuss the racial and sexual abuse that took place in the school's locker room. 400 folks attended that meeting, the Richmond Times-Dispatch's Michael O'Connor reports, and it sounds like the members of the school community want the district to take further action. Additionally, Henrico's Commonwealth's attorney has gotten involved, which certainly speaks to the seriousness of the situation. WTVR has a bit more on parent reactions and a timeline of what happened after the school discovered the video. Related, I'm interested in why most of the local news has landed on phrases like, quote, the boys who simulated sex acts against black players to describe the situation. If the victims were girls, would we not just say sexual abuse slash harassment? This is your regular reminder that words are important. Police Chief Durham directly answers the questions I had yesterday about whether the RPD used the rally at the Lee Monument as an opportunity to buy gear that has gone unfunded in previous budget cycles. From a new report by Mark Robinson at the RTD, Chief said, quote, I did not have the ability to purchase the equipment in 2015, 2016, 2017. This situation, that protest, afforded me the opportunity to get the resources that were needed for the department. Well, there you go. Just to be clear, I'm on the same page with the council members interviewed in this piece. Better to be overprepared than underprepared. Ryan Persuade at RVA Mag has a cool piece on a collaboration between Girls for a Change and local muralist Hamilton Glass that celebrates black girls. It's on the corner of First and Broad. Go check it out. Style Weekly has posted their event picks for the coming Halloween weekend. I'm a big fan of the Richmond Zombie Walk, which starts a shamblin' in Carytown around 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. And don't forget about the giant puppet parade I mentioned yesterday. Today, the federal government is set to release the last batch of secret documents about the assassination of JFK. The reason this release is happening? Oliver Stone's JFK, no joke. Sports. Astros beat the Dodgers 7-6 in Game 2 of the World Series. Rams host Liberty tonight in an exhibition game benefiting Puerto Rico disaster relief. Tip-off at 7 p.m. This morning's long read is titled, Psychopath Hedge Fund Managers Make Less Money. Just be nice to people, okay? Here's an excerpt. Psychologists define a psychopath as someone who, among other things, lacks confidence, an individual who often acts in a manipulative fashion for personal gain. While such traits aren't the best way to win friends and influence people outside of work, they are seen by more mercenary as advantageous when it comes to climbing the career ladder or making money. This may not be the case. Psychology professors Leontin Brinkle of the University of Denver and Dasher Ketnell of the University of California at Berkeley teamed up with a hedge fund expert, Amy Cash, of San Francisco-based investment firm Team Co Advisors to study the personalities and performance of 101 hedge fund managers. The participants, all men and all in the top positions at their firms, had median assets under management of $4.6 billion and impressive track records, averaging a 7.27% return per year in their flagship funds from 2005 to 2015. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user FloridaMan1985, and his picture of a monarch butterfly flying away from a flower, and in the background is another blurry fountain. That's two blurry fountains in a row for the Instagram of the day. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.